How many would say it's John 3:16? How many would say that? John 3:16. How many say that? Turn to John 3:16 this morning. Come on, how many of you can quote this verse? If we have a quoting contest this morning, I bet you most of you could quote this verse. If I ask you what's one of your favorite verses, I'm sure this verse would come up. I mean, this is so worldwide recognized as, you know, one of the most powerful verses. And it talks about we have the gift of eternal life. What a gift. I love gifts, don't you? How many love gifts? Amen. I love gifts. I love getting gifts. You know, it's fun to give gifts, love getting gifts. You know, some of you are going to get some gifts you're going to take back this year. And when you get that ugly gift that you know you didn't want that you got to smile anyway. Oh, thank you. Yeah, man, that's the ugliest thing I ever did see, man. Amen. You know, but whatever. You know, you're going to get some gifts. But I'm telling you, the greatest gift is Jesus. He is the gift. Amen. He is the gift that keeps on giving, right? For God so loved the world that what? He gave his only begotten Son that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Man, that is a great gift. He gave us the gift of Jesus, who in return gave us the gift of everlasting life for those who believe. Amen. How many believers we have this morning? You all are believers, right? Praise the Lord. All right, hold up your Bible. We say this confession. We say it like we mean it today. Come on, hold it up this day. Here's my Bible right here this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess. My mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name. Amen. Turn to somebody and give them a high five and say, God has got the greatest gift. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, when we receive the gift of Christ, not only do we receive that gift, but there's another gift. And so many people miss and do not read the next verse. And I love what the next verse says. Actually, it's one of my favorite verses in the Bible anymore. Because look what he says in John 3:17. John 3:17. When you receive the gift of salvation, you also receive the gift of no condemnation. No condemnation. This is a powerful, powerful gift. And most of the body of Christ have never received this gift of no condemnation. This is why I love the grace message. Because when you understand the full ramification of the gospel of Jesus Christ, you realize that you're no longer, you know, headed for eternal damnation, but you've been free, you've been set free, you've been given the gift of eternal life, but also you have been given a gift of no condemnation where you'll never be condemned again. Never be condemned again. God doesn't want you walking under condemnation. A building that is condemned means nobody can live there anymore. And God has freed us from having to live under condemnation by the gift of grace, his unconditional love, and Jesus Christ. Look at the verse. It says, verse 17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. That wasn't the purpose that he came, to condemn the world, right? He didn't come to condemn the world. Unfortunately, Christianity has misrepresented and been used in many circles and even by Hollywood and in churches to condemn people. Yet God didn't come to condemn people. He came to set people free. Wow. Well, he didn't come to condemn the world, but what? That the world through him might be saved. God didn't want you walking and living under guilt and condemnation. God wants you living in the freeness of the gift of his love for you today. Hallelujah. So listen, turn over to Luke chapter 1, verse 31. You know, this is the Christmas story traditionally, and we'll get into some of this season, you know. But this is what the angel told Mary. He said, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name what? Jesus. You know what? God could have named him anything. He could have named him Judge. He could have named him Lawgiver. But he named him Jesus. What is Jesus? Who is Jesus? What does that name mean? Jesus means Savior. He is Savior. Amen. He has saved us because the purpose of his coming was not to condemn us, but to save us. He came to save you. Turn to somebody and say, God didn't come to condemn you, but to save you. That's why God came. He came to save you. And we received that gift. Go over to Romans 8:1. You guys know this verse. You know Pastor loves this verse. It's a great verse. You've heard me teach on it. But we're going to put it up in a couple different versions. First, I want us to put it up in the King James. And most people will read this out of the King James. And you know, King James is a good translation, but there's a lot of additives there. Okay? And I'm kind of a purist. I don't like a lot of additives. I like the real stuff, man. I was speaking with Faith earlier, and I had said, Faith, what did you have for, you know, Thanksgiving? She said, you know, I deep fried some Cornish hens. And what else did you tell me? And some ribs. And I'm telling you, when we get to the marriage supper of the Lamb, one of these days, there's going to be ribs. Come on, Robert, say amen with me. There's going to be ribs at the, all right, there's going to be ribs at the marriage supper of the Lamb, amen? And I tell you, I am a rib connoisseur. I enjoy good ribs. They are awesome. So let's look at this in the King James. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Did you get that? So today, God wants you to receive this gift of no condemnation. This gift will cause you to walk tall, and be successful. This gift will also save you from a life of stress, from a life of fear, from a life of restlessness, and even from sickness and disease. The gift of condemnation will give you such peace, amen, and you will live in a state of peace, and your body won't be under or subject to all this stress. Instead, you'll live a life that's blessed. Wow, what are you talking about? Well, doctors tell us that they're realizing that so much of this stuff going on in psychosomatic diseases and illness nowadays are affecting the body. And when you realize that your emotions are intact now because you're not living under condemnation, you're not living under guilt, you're not living under stress, it gives life to your body because your spirit, soul, and body are all connected. And the Bible says, be in health and prosper even as your soul prospers. And when you're prospering in your emotions and you're not living under guilt and you know you're living a life under freedom and no condemnation, hallelujah, it affects your body as well. You rest better. You sleep good. Man, I slept so good last night. Hallelujah. How many just love having a great night's sleep? And the older you get, the more you love it. You know, it's like, oh, that's so good. Praise God. You appreciate it. And so with all the travel I've had to do in the last few years, man, I just love being home. And I enjoy my bed so much. And it's just such a blessing. And I just slept so good last night. And you know, when you're living a life that is free from condemnation and guilt, man, and you receive this gift, this awesome gift, you rest better. Your body heals. Amen. You're not having stress. You're not having, you know, afflictions. You're not having worry. And it's interesting to know that the word condemnation in its original Greek means a condemning sentence. Stress is a condemning sentence. Sickness and disease are condemning sentences. But I want you to put up Romans 8:1. Would you do that? Romans 8:1, I want you to put it up in the New American Standard. If you want to study a word and you want to study the Bible, I really suggest that you get the New American Standard. The New American Standard is closer to the original Greek than probably any translation out there. It's a great translation. And listen how this is originally edited and how it originally comes out, okay? This is out of the real Greek. This is what the Greek is saying. Therefore, there is now what? No condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, what?
Amen.
Period. Period. End. There. That's it. They took their liberty and added on, for those who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Because what that's doing, it's saying, it's putting the emphasis now on Jesus and not on us. It always should be on Jesus and not on us. He's the reason for the season, and he's the reason we're not walking under condemnation today. It's not because what we've done or haven't done. It's all because of what he did 2,000 years ago when he died and he rose again. Amen. And right now, we are living and being right. Not right doing, but right being. Not right doing, but what I'm saying is we are right being. So, wow. I am for right doing. I am for right. How many of you know pastors for right? I'm for right. I'm not for what's wrong. But that is not what the criteria of this is saying and how we are justified. We are justified by the obedience, not of us, but of Christ. It's through his obedience. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? Amen. And he says in the King James, he says, for those who now walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. That is not anywhere in that original manuscript at all. Therefore, the only reason that you and I are not condemned is that you and I are in Christ Jesus. That is the only requirement, that you are a believer today. And if you are a believer today, you don't have to walk under condemnation because he took your condemnation. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Amen. Amen. So what does it mean? There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, period. The answer is found in the word therefore. Therefore. Y'all listen to me this morning? Wherever you find the word therefore, find out why it is therefore. Right? So it is there because of what the Apostle Paul had to deal with in his own life in chapter 7. Look at chapter 7, Romans 7, 19. Look at his struggles that he went through. And this is the average struggle of people who are trying to live up to the law, trying to perfect their life according to the law, trying to do everything that the law says and live up to that standard. You know, people that live that way are miserable people. In fact, they're angry. In fact, they're mad. In fact, they'll bite your head off because they're living under such guilt and condemnation, and they're performance-based. It's about his performance, not yours. Wow. That is powerful. We all make mistakes. Y'all ain't said amen? Come on. We all fail. We all have shortcomings. We all are tempted. We all have these things that we have to deal with at times. But aren't you glad for Jesus? And when you understand the freedom that we have in Christ and the pure gift of no condemnation, you're going to find yourself not wanting to do those things or even experience those things, because now you understand what's gone on and what's taking place in your life. We're going to show you in just a minute. Amen? For the good that I want, Paul said, I do not do. But I practice the very evil that I do not want. Wow, have you ever read Romans 7? Go in there and read the whole thing, because this is where most of the church is today. You know, the very thing they don't want to do, they find themselves doing, right? Because they haven't really received and understood what Jesus came for, to give us the gift of no condemnation. Wow, amen. So Romans 8:1 only means something when you have done wrong, because this is what the gift of no condemnation matters to you, and it's when it matters to you. Really? All of us qualify for this gift because we've all done something wrong. We've all failed to keep the Ten Commandments in one way or the other. And God says, in Christ, I don't condemn you any longer. So don't condemn yourself. Turn to somebody and say, don't condemn yourself. Here's where the big problem comes in. You know what? We condemn ourselves and we let others condemn us. Now, others are going to condemn you. You can't help them about that, but you don't have to condemn yourself. Because you know the forgiveness and the freedom that you have in Jesus. Before you committed that sin, before you failed, before you had a blow out or blow up or whatever, you know what? It didn't catch God by surprise. And you know the good news is God already forgave you for it. He already forgave you. That is good news. Hallelujah. Man, see, the biggest challenge that people have is that we just condemn ourselves and walk in self-condemnation. And anybody that walks in self-condemnation is subject to repeat that sin again because they haven't understood what God's done for them. And some people say, well, Pastor, you know, preaching like that will lead to a licentious lifestyle. No, it won't. People who live licentious and in that lifestyle do not believe this truth. They have not only not received the gift, but many of them are already self-condemned and are doomed to repeat that sin, repeat the same failure. Why? Because they haven't been taught and they haven't received and they haven't heard the real true good news that Jesus has forgiven them and that Jesus loves them unconditionally. He has the gift of no condemnation. Amen. That's why Jesus died and suffered, to give you that gift. Today, if you're condemned because of the sins of your entire life, you know, you feel like, man, I'm under this weight. Well, I'm going to tell you, they've already been forgiven. Every one of them. Your sins have been removed as far as the east is from the west. Amen. He has released you from the law of sin and death. Look at Romans 8:2. Put up it in the New American Standard. Look at the next verse. This is an awesome verse, guys. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from what? Turn to somebody and say, you've been set free. You know, everything on earth is subject to laws. How many know that? There is the law of gravity, and we thank God because it's keeping us here right now, right? Thank God we're just not floating away and bouncing into things and each other. We have the law of gravity, but there's something that supersedes the law of gravity every day. It's called the law of lift. And people didn't know about that law of lift for many, many years. But they found out when they got the aerodynamics just right and put a little power behind some wings that they could supersede the law of gravity and have the law of lift. Likewise, there's only one law that is higher than the law of sin and death. What is that? The law of the Spirit of life. Bingo, gave you the answer there, brother. The law of the Spirit of life. I love those open book exams, amen. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Anybody like them open books besides Pastor? I love those in college. Man, I would whiz those out, man. So it was so great. People struggled in college, but, you know, I have a pretty good memory. It's pretty much photographic at times, and I can just remember and recall this stuff. And I just, man, it was awesome. College was a breeze. I was like, man, this is, I wish I had this in high school. I don't know what happened in high school, but I wasn't a born-again believer for most of it. I wasn't. I got out and became born again. But, you know, man, God just gave me that gift, and it's an awesome gift. So you have the gift of the law of the life in Jesus Christ, Spirit and life. You no longer have that. So he gave us, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you what? Set you free. You've been set free. For, why? What? The word for, this means that it is connected with the previous verse. It's connected to Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation. For, why? Because this law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free. It's only when you are in Christ Jesus that you are free to think, because Christ came to set you free. Free. Amen. We have the gift of no condemnation, and you release the power to overcome the law of sin and death when you're walking in the gift of no condemnation. Praise God. Did you get that? Turn to somebody and say, did you get that? God gave you the power to go and sin no more. You remember the woman in, I think it's John chapter 8, that was caught in adultery? Somebody had to set her up, right? And the guys, you know, the Pharisees, the religious crowd, brought her to Jesus and said, hey, this woman was caught in the midst, in the act of adultery. What are you going to do to her? And remember, Jesus kind of looked at the woman, looked at them, and he bent down and he began to write. And he wrote on the ground. A lot of people surmise what he wrote. I really believe he was writing out not their names, but I believe he was writing the Ten Commandments. And why don't you just turn there. We'll look at John 8, 10 through 11. Amen. And Jesus said to them as he was writing, and I think it's verse 7 there, he said, "Hey, he that is without sin, let him cast the first stone." You remember that? He said, "He that is without sin." She was caught in the middle of adultery. Well, that's breaking the law, right? Wow. And he said, "He that is without sin, let him cast the first stone." How easy it is for people to cast stones today. You know, when you're casting stones, you're casting the law. God didn't want you throwing the law at people's life. God wants you throwing Jesus in people's life. God wants you throwing God's unconditional love. Don't be start judging people and using the law to condemn people. God didn't want to do that. He wanted to set people free and show them the hope that is in Christ Jesus. This is a church that doesn't condemn. We don't condemn people. You can mess up. I'm telling you, I still love you the same. You can blow it. I still love you the same. You know what? These people love you the same. That's what I love about this church. Amen. Because all of you, I believe, understand this gift. You don't pick up stones and start throwing at somebody who's messed up. The Bible says, "You which are spiritual, restore such one, lest you be tempted." So what do? You restore them. You love people. You don't condemn people. We're not a condemning place. This is a house filled with the Lord Jesus Christ in us. Not a condemning place, but a loving atmosphere. Where you receive people who've gone through divorce. Where you receive people who've been in a homosexual lifestyle. Where you love people and you understand that God's got freedom and hope for them. Well, you know somebody's been strung out on drugs, and maybe they've even accepted the Lord, but you know what? You don't stop loving them because God doesn't stop loving them. You receive them and want to restore them and let them know the hope and the gift of no condemnation. Well, I'd really be giving a hand clap of praise right there. Amen. What is Discovery Church about? That's what we're about. We're not about beating people up and putting people down. And when people mess up, we're about receiving the ones who have hurt, the one who's been rejected, those people that are out there that need help, those who are on drugs and who are struggling. Hello? Amen. Good preaching, Pastor. So when they persisted in asking him, he straightened himself up and said to them, "He is without sin among you. Let him be first to throw a stone at her." Next verse. Again, he stooped down and he wrote on the ground. He began to write again. I believe he just kept writing out the Ten Commandments. And it's the only time God wrote with his finger, and it was on the Ten Commandments. And here's God writing with his finger again. How powerful. When they heard it, did you guys get that, by the way? When they heard it, they began to go out one by one, beginning with what? The older ones, and he was left alone. And the woman, where she was in the center of the court. Straightening up, Jesus said to her, "Woman," here's this woman, here's Jesus, here's God, who could have judged her, but didn't. Who had every right to judge her, but didn't. Who was the giver of the law, but didn't judge her by the law. Wow. "Woman, where are they? Did no one," what? "Condemn you?" She said, "No one, Lord." Jesus said, what? What did he just give her? He gave her the gift of no condemnation. And then he said what? "Go and what? And sin no more." Most churches will tell you right up front, "Go and sin no more." Heathen. And they never give the person the gift of no condemnation. But when you have the gift of no condemnation first, then you have the power to go and sin no more. Amen. When you have that, when you have that gift first, then you have the power to go and sin no more. God's given you that gift today. He's given you the gift. Amen. When you realize and understand that there is therefore now no condemnation, two things happen. First of all, what will happen is you understand that God does not condemn you in Christ, is that you will stop condemning yourself when you receive that gift. You no longer have to. The second thing that happens when you understand that God does not condemn you in Christ any longer, that you stop condemning others. You stop condemning others. Stop it. Turn to somebody and say, stop it. Don't condemn people. You know, love on people. When people go through hard times, when people make mistakes, you know what? A lot of them pull back from God. We don't want them to pull back from God. That's the time to pull into God. And they pull back from God because they think God's mad at them, God's judging them, God hates them, Christians hate them. You know, I've messed up, I've failed. I'm going to tell you, that's the time to love people. Amen. Let them know, you know what? Listen, all of us are subject to mistakes. All of us are subject to failures. We love you. You're a part here. You're a big part. Amen. We love you. Hello? Y'all hear what I'm saying? Man, walk in peace. Walk in his peace today. Amen. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. God gave his life for you. God gave his life for me. Amen. Walk in the peace of the Lord. Amen. We are in Christ today. You know what? It's not that we're in Jesus Christ. We are in Christ Jesus. There's a vast difference. Before the resurrection, it was Jesus Christ. Jesus was his name. But after the resurrection, he became Christ Jesus. Now we are in Christ the Messiah, Jesus. Amen? That is our position today. The position that Christ has put you in is a position of freedom, living from guilt, living from fear, loving people, hallelujah, rejoicing because your sins are gone, amen. Your sins are as white as snow. They may have been of chrism, but today they're as white as snow. You are free in Jesus today. Stand this morning, amen. Give God some praise, hallelujah. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow, he is awesome. We can walk in that peace today. We can be healthy today. Amen. As you walk in the peace and the freedom of no condemnation, you discover that you're getting better and healthier and stronger. Amen. You don't have to live under that today because he's got freedom for you. Amen. We are free. That's the gift. That's the greatest gift you can receive this morning. Receive that gift. How do you receive it? Just by faith. Bow your heads this morning. Amen. Praise God. You say today, you know, Pastor, I want to receive that gift today. I've been condemning myself. I've been, you know, maybe condemning others. And, you know, it's so easy to do at times, church. But today you say, I understand that God has got that gift for me, and I'm receiving it. I'm no longer going to walk under self-condemnation. I'm going to walk under his love and his unmerited grace today. I didn't do anything to earn it, but he loves me so much. Amen. He didn't condemn that woman. He's not going to condemn me. I've been set free today by the grace of God. If you'd like to receive that gift today, just lift your hands up high today. Amen. God bless you. 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 Wow, so many. Anyone else today? Just, you can put it right back down. Just lift it up. Say, I received that gift. I received Jesus today. I received the gift of no condemnation. Amen. Wow. Pray this prayer with me and just mean it from your heart today. As you pray this prayer and receive this gift, just begin to celebrate. Amen. Today, Jesus, I receive your precious gift of no condemnation. I don't walk in fear any longer. I walk in faith. I receive all you have for me. I'm no longer going to condemn myself. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. Lord, I am free in every area of my life. I am free. I am not going to condemn others. I'm not going to judge them. Because God, you don't judge or condemn me. Therefore, am so set free just to show the love of Jesus. And today, I receive all of that gift into my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give him some praise right now. Amen. Praise God. Man, why don't you turn to five people and say, I've received that gift. How about you? Would you do that? Find somebody, share it with them. Love on them today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Say, I received that gift. How about you? Bless you guys today. Hey, be out on Wednesday night. You can make it out. Karis Bible Study, 7 o'clock, Wednesday night. Amen.